more.
If anyone doesn't believe me, I'm doing this, by the way. Yeah. Come round to the studio and have a look, because I'm actually on the floor.
He actually is, and I've got the power here. I feel really important.
All right, here we go.
So, right, okay.
Okay.
Up you go. Right
not,
up, right
doing,
up.
We're not doing don't penalties, forget- are we?
No, you can do one more, but you know how to do it. You can do them at home.
All right.
Okay, put your... But don't forget your arms underneath your back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget to breathe. Okay.
I forgot that.
Coming down.
Right,
one.
Here we go.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Hold. Two, three, four, five, and relax. You don't have to do abs... training every day. Every other day's fine, but if you do your abs training, and I suggest that you try to build up to 20 of each of these exercises, don't do it all at once, then you will really feel the benefit in all sorts of ways. If you've got a strong core, it makes your posture good, quite apart from the fact it's going to help your stomach muscles to hold in that belly. It's really going to make you strong in your posture. It's going to help you prevent back injury, you know, all this lower back pain. It's very good. It strengthens your core. You will have heard of the term your core before.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we mean.
Ah.
Okie dokie. So
can I get
we're
up
gonna
now?
No, you're gonna do the plank now.
Okay.
All right, okay. Another one to do, which we won't do it because poor Dan's looking red already, is when you do this leg raises one, where you reach the bottom and you're holding it, you can do the scissors, which is you can lift your legs alternately up and down about a foot in a scissor action. That's a very good one.
Mm.
It might sound punishing, but you'd be amazed at how quickly you pick up fitness once you start going.
Oh.
Right, we're going to do the plank, and this is going to be our last one.
Right, okay.
So I want you on the floor on your front.
Okay.
Resting your weight on your forearms.
Resting my weight, okay. All right, okay.
Right, and then...
Oh, I'm
when
tangled
you're doing
up.
That, it's a bit difficult. We're very short of space here in the...
Right, that's it.
Right, so then I want you to raise up on your toes, lifting your body, contract your abs so that you make... Yeah, so that's a good plank, Dan.
Thanks.
Yeah, but you stopped it now. Get up again. I want... So that... contract your abs so you're in a straight line. Now, I'm sure you can feel that already.
Yeah.
Now, if you can hold that to a count of about... Well, start off with 10. 1, 2, 3... 4, don't sag, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now you can relax.
Thanks.
So I think that's probably quite enough for today.
I think
it?
Technically, Dan, I did that for 20 seconds then.
You know, you did. No, you didn't.
I did,
a second more than that. So do you want, well, I think that'll probably do you today. I don't want to wear you out. But there's masses more of those where that came from. But there you go, we're out of time now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
shall I give up the hotspot now?
You can stay there if you want. It's up to you. Is that it for today? Then is it?
Yeah, that's it for today.
Right. Okay.
You've done 5 minutes.
What are the things can you do to do your abs? Is that
right? Okie dokie. What are the? Well, there's crunches in all sorts of all sorts of guises. You've got oblique muscles at the side.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a crunch on the side, you can target those muscles.
Nice.
You can also do torso twists, which are really easy. You could actually do that on your chair, but not a swivel chair, by which you just keep your lower half stable and steady and swing to the sides. But when every time you do an exercise, concentrate on the muscle that you're attempting to train at that moment, and in that way you'll find that you know you're doing it right if you can feel it.
The thing is, I wouldn't have tried any of those to do my abs before.
No.
I wouldn't have thought about putting my legs in the air.
No, you wouldn't. But the thing is, the abs is one of the ones that you really don't need a machine to train.
Mm.
I mean, tomorrow I'm coming in and I'm going to do upper body. It's hard doing upper body without weights. Most of the upper body ones, you need weights. You have weights in your hands, so it's hard. But for abs, there's just loads of them, loads and loads and loads. It's just so many you can't even think about.
So is that
them.
The main thing for your abs then, is it just doing without weights and things?
No, you don't need weights. Although you can use gym balls if you want to, which adds an extra dimension, because while you're lying on a gym ball, you're actually having to stabilise your body as well.
Right.
So as well as doing the exercise, you are trying to keep your balance, so that adds an extra dimension on a gym ball. But you can't do that at home because you don't have gym balls, presumably. So we've had to do what you can do, and even do in the studio. I'm having you doing press-ups tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.